Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It's your friend James Shaw, and thank you so much for choosing to make this part of your day. I'm really proud of what we do in here, learning from one another and strategizing and getting ideas. And I'm really proud about all the people in the community who step up to help out. And today, we have a guest host for you who's doing just that. It's our friend Authorine Johnson. Authorine, take it away.
Good morning, friends. If you're new to the pre-show, my name is Authorine Johnson, and I am in Atlanta, Metro Atlanta. And as always, I am excited to be the co-host when James Shaw is away and would love to do my very best to hold it down for him and to give you guys a quality show. So what we're going to talk about this morning on the pre-show is Nicole Romanek's post yesterday. Did y'all see that post on Pivot? So Nicole had to hire a longtime client and an investor client. They've done about 26 deals, she said, and she's leaving $20,000 on the table. But here's the thing. Nicole decided to choose her piece. Nicole decided, I'm done. I'm no longer your punching bag. So this is a warning because I want you guys' opinions. But remember that there are kids that are listening to this show. So no strong language, right? No cussing, because I know you all are going to try to cuss. So here's the question, right? When you have to walk away from something like that in your business that's been steady income, but you're walking away because you're choosing peace, what do you do? What's your next best thing to do? And I know the answers are going to be varied. Some people are going to go dance. Some people are going to go fishing. What is it that you do to kind of ease the pain of all of that? And as always, I see Shannon Dixon. Good morning, Shannon. Tell us.
Good morning, Authorine and everybody. I had this exact scenario happen 3 years ago. Longtime investor. I could count on them for at least 10 deals a year, but they were a time suck. And ultimately what happened was it just seemed like we fell out of alignment with each other, with what their goals were, my goals, and honestly, some values. And so I let her go, let the client go. And it was just the biggest blessing. It was so difficult to do, but it was the biggest blessing. I got my time back. I got my peace back. And ultimately, I was able to more than fill the void because I was able to go back to focusing on other clients, other ways of finding business, and doing more things that I enjoy.
Right. Yeah. When you're saying yes to abuse, what are you saying no to? Right? Who you're saying no to? Thank you, Shannon. Lainey Lane.
Good morning. It's nice to see you, Miss Authorine.
Thank you.
I've been going through this for the last 3 years, and it's with the same client, and I'm like a dog with a bone sometimes, and I just won't let go. And she was extremely abusive and yelling and just so mean. And I was taking it so personally for a really long time, and I stood up to her, but then she would just be nasty again. And I'm like, I'm going to finish this. So I made a pact with myself and said, when we close, that will be the last time. And I will just keep smiling, and she can be as nasty as she wants. I'm wrapping myself in bubble wrap every time I get near her, and it's all going to bounce off, because if I stay in my hula hoop and not engage, then all is going to be okay and I'll have peace. And yesterday we finally closed and I have blocked her from everything. And I'm actually like, I usually do really pretty and beautiful closing gifts for my people. And I got her an orchid and that was it, and said, here you go. And I'm just so happy it's over. I've never been happier in my life.
Good for you. I guess you can feel that sense of relief when you let something bad go and now you can usher in the good. Thank you for that share. Mary Ellen,
Good
we need
morning,
to
my
see
friend.
you.
How are you, my
Yeah,
friend?
I'm great, and we missed you on Saturday.
I know I missed you guys too, but
Yeah.
I was in Belgium and then got back and it was fun. But
Yeah.
anyway, Nicole, I love you and adore you, and I think it's amazing that you fired your client. And I think that you can go and talk to friends, go exercise to get the stress away. But something better is going to come about this. So something much better and bigger is going to happen for you letting go, because your peace and your sanity is so much more important. I've fired many clients in my lifetime, and it was a blessing in disguise, and something better is going to happen from it. So anyway, just hang in there. Money can always be made, but your sanity is important.
Perfect. I love it. Thank you, Mary Ellen. Okay, only Orly. Give it to us straight. No chaser.
So this is so appropriate after my let them theory yesterday, because protecting your energy is priceless. While you're letting somebody else abuse you, put you down, being albatrosses around your neck, you are not allowing yourself and the universe to give you abundance of clients that appreciate you, that are loyal, that deserve you, and that you are worthy of. So let them go and delete next. Good for you, Nicole.
Thank you, Orly. Thank you. Dan, good morning in central New Jersey.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me share. What I can remember is a client a few years back. It was a co-op in adult community in Monroe, New Jersey. And she was like that so-called angel. But as soon as she signed a listing agreement with me, she was like a bat out of hell. And she was just a nuisance to me. And back then I was a little bit more inexperienced. But now, with my focus on my 135, my 411, and my lead generation, I just give it that 5-minute funeral to clients like that.
Okay,
Because,
well.
like Aurelie said, you got to protect your energy and especially your mental health, especially in today's world.
Yeah,
Thank you.
because you, yeah, thank you. Because you get off the phone with that person, and the next person who gets you on the phone doesn't get the best of you. They get somebody who's mad, who's irritated, right? So, yeah, I believe in protecting peace at all costs. Thank you so much, Dan. Miss Bree Vaughn, good morning. Yeah.
Hello, beautiful Authorine.
Hi, honey.
Y'all have heard me say on this call, if it doesn't add a comma to your bank account or joy to your heart, you got to cut it. And if it's that comma to your bank account that's robbing you of your joy, you most certainly need to set it free, because there's no price tag that you can put on your peace of mind, on your sanity, and of your time in this business. And I totally agree. Once you do that and release this person, before you release it, refer it, but release this person to someone else that may be able to deal with that or whatever the case may be. But then go find the next person. Like, and if you continue in your pipeline, you have a pipeline that's, you're starting to build and pack and all those things, and you can go find that next opportunity. But don't allow someone that does not align with your values, what you hold true to yourself, to rob you of your next opportunity.
Yeah. I agree with that, Brie, because we are supposed to do the very best for our clients. So there might be somebody else that aligns with them, but I remember releasing a client and my team leader said, "Do you want to give him to Liz?" And I said, "Liz, that's my sweet baby, my coaching client. Absolutely not. No way." So sometimes you just gotta let them go. Pray over them and release them back into the wild. Thank you. Hey, Louise Wise, how are you?
Hey everyone, you're going to be shocked when I tell you this. I completely disagree. You should never ever let the client go if it is the case that there is only one house in the entire world to be sold or to be purchased. The last time I looked, there isn't. So rather than invest, continue to invest your treasure of time into that. Think of
Yeah.
how you could redirect that time into prospecting for more business with people that you do want to be in relationship with.
Gotcha.
And then think of Ariana Grande. She has this great song called Thank You Next. Just saying.
The thank you next. All right, I love it. Matt Cannon from the El Paso, Texas. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Arthurine. How are you?
I am doing
It's
well.
good to see you as always.
Thank
Hey,
you.
so a comment on Facebook, Nicole, if she thought it had to be done, then it did, right? Because she's not gonna just drop somebody. I've been in relationships like that before with clients or with a builder. Sometimes you got to move on, and that's just the way it goes. So I'm like an action person. The one thing that makes me feel best in this business is to lead generate. If I go in and I crush it and I go ahead and make phone calls and conversations and I'm asking for business and I'm feeling bold, I get over whatever is bothering me. Next thing you know, you're not even going to be thinking about it. Thanks, Authorine.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your share, Matt. Hello, my Canadian Barb. How are you, darling?
Good morning, and it's so great to see you this morning, Authorine.
Thank you.
I love that James has so many amazing people that he can call on to host this
Thank
great
you.
call. So for me, Nicole, fire, fire, fire. Just get rid of them, get them out of your life, because then it brings more abundance back into you. When you get rid of the negative, the positive comes in, and it comes in a stronger way. Because I had a client once, so I fired a few, but the one that stuck in my mind, if it wasn't for the fact that I knew it was going to sell on the Monday, I would have fired her on the Friday. But it was just on Thursday, take offers on Monday. She tried to micromanage me, and when I finally walked away from her, I won't tell you what I said to her, but I had to put her in her place. I felt relief. I drove away from that last encounter and I felt lighter and happier. And I actually started singing in my car. And I was like, okay, I'm done. When I was talking to my assistant, she said, what did you do? And I told her. And she's like, you said that. And I'm like, I sure did. And she goes, so what do you want me to do? I said, get her out of my database. I don't even want any of her friends. I don't want a referral from her because people hang out with people they're similar to. I don't want anybody like that in my life.
That's a decisive decision, and I quite understand that. I've had one person so far in all of my career, like actually two like that, where don't even call me. Don't, if you're in my zip code, don't call me.
Done.
Because you're a really, really bad person for me and everybody else. And I don't say that lightly, and I don't say that often. Yeah, so thank you for your share. So you sang your way out of it. All righty, I love it. Hey, Erica Rose Siegel, how are you, darling?
I'm outstanding. Thank you for asking. I hope you're well too. So this really sings true to me, specifically in a relationship, a business relationship. I also had to let a toxic, romantic relationship go, but a business relationship. I will never forget there was a client who has lost his wife suddenly to cancer, and he was a high profile on television. And I remember being connected. He was an expired, I found. And then he just started, every time I gave him an update, he lost his, you know what? I was about to drop a word that we don't want to hear, and literally started yelling at me because it was, there was a, if there was a hiccup to happen, there was a hiccup happening. So I would deliver the news and he would just start dropping F-bombs. And I'm like, oh no. And so I would hang up the phone and I would go to the bathroom and cry because I really wanted to be there for him because he suddenly lost I'm sorry, his wife to cancer. And finally, I just one day said, I have to be honest with you. I'm getting like sick to my stomach, my heart. And I just told him the truth. And I said, I don't really even want to take your calls anymore. And at this point, I have to make a rule. If I call you and I deliver news that you don't want to hear, you're going to either put me on mute and have your whatever feelings you have, or say, I'm about to like say something that's going to hurt your feelings. And I'm going to have to call you back because I'm not a punching bag. And we were like literally a week from closing. I had worked with him for like almost 6 months because of all the delays. And I said, I'm about to make 15 grand and I'm okay with walking away from that for my mental health. So I'm going to give you the choice before I deliver the next set of news to like just do one of those two things, call me back or put me on mute. And I shared something about another delay that was about to happen. Wasn't my fault, but there were just things happening with the bank and the building. And he said, can you hold on a second? And then he came back and then he started to first cry. And he said, I'm so sorry, you don't deserve this. And then he said, and I will never ever do this again because I did not realize what it was causing you. And then this attorney called me the next day and said, you're not going to believe this. I had to give him news he didn't want to hear either. And he said, I have to pull you on hold. And he didn't curse me out. I don't know what happened. I said, I told him I'm going to let him go. And he changed because of that, because I was honest. So I probably didn't need to wait 6 months, but I want to encourage you to be honest with people because, and let it go. It's not worth 15,000, 50,000, 100,000 for your.
And Elliot, my husband who got me into this business first place, has always told me from day one, not all money is good money. Not all money, it doesn't matter if it's $1 million. And I saw in the chat where Anna said, you gave him a way to cope. Right. And so it's setting the standards up front that, listen, I don't allow Elliot to talk to me any old way. I don't allow the kids to talk to me any old way. So guess what? Nobody outside is going to talk to me like that because I just don't accept it. Right. So good for you. Good for you. Thank you for your share. Okay. So we have 9 minutes left and a lot of hands. So I'm going to jump all around. Julie and then William. Less than a minute, please.
So one thing that helps me is going back and just re-looking at my goals because Nicole, obviously, she's worked with this person for a long time, so she needs to kind of reassess her where this is going to put a gap in what she's doing and fill that. What can she double down on another activity to fill that? And I think that will re-energize her and show her that that's not going to be as big of a loss.
Great. Thank you. Good idea. Just go do something else. William, quickly, sir.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I had a similar circumstance, and I think that this is a time of opportunity. It's time to celebrate. You're going to have more time to get more opportunities than you were before. So I just see as a cause for celebration. I had a terrible, terrible client, and what I did is I went out and had a party, and people were saying to me, "How could you have a party when you just lost your biggest client?" I was like, "I don't care. I can't take it anymore." So I took that client's contract and I took it out to my grill and I burned
Okay. That's very decisive. Thank you, William, for your share. Yes, lightning speed round, Karen Smith, and then Kate.
I think what we have to dance it out, sing it out, whatever you need to do, but know that this person has created a negative energy around you that has kept you from so many positive things. And once you realize that you have set your value, you have acknowledged your value as an agent, as a person, then all good things will come to you because your whole energy shifts.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Kay Condon. Lightning speed round, please.
Good morning, Authoring. Nice to see you. Thank you.
Morning.
People can be toxic around us. Our job and our culture is to fix everything, no matter what. Like, we want to run forward. We can fix everything. That's what we do and try to help everyone. You can't help everyone. We can help almost all of them. But when you stop sleeping at night and you're rolling around, you can't get these people out of your head. You
Yeah.
have to get rid of them. It's only happened to me a couple times. But if it starts off bad, it's usually not going to get better. There can be challenges. Every job, every transaction has a challenge. But if it starts off bad and by the middle, you're like, oh my God, I can't stand this person. I can't deal with this. You know what you're doing. It's not you. You got to get them out of your life. And then you sleep better right away.
Thank you for that, Sheer Anna.
Good morning. You're doing such a good job. Thank
Thank
you
you.
for leading us. I find it helpful when talking with a client who's being a jerk to say, I might be reading the situation wrong, but I'm sensing I've done something to upset you. Talk to me about what's going on there. And I find they most often diffuse and then they tell me something that has nothing to do with me. Kind of like what Erica said. I love Erica, the way you handled that situation. That was so beautiful. And it probably helped him with all the other people he interacted with because you raised his awareness about how his actions affect others. And so I've just found when I call it out and ask, did I do something? Overwhelmingly, it's no. And then there's some other story that when you hear it, you can kind of understand why they're agitated. Not always, I'm making a generalization, but it does help to just, I'm sensing this. Have I done something? And see where that leads you. it's really helpful.
Yeah, thank you. That was really helpful. Lakita?
Hi, good morning. So I had a client one time that he was an investor. He already relocated from New York to Florida, and he had multiple properties. He was a high D on the GIST profile. Also, he was a bully. Long story short, I told him about the property, how much I thought it would sell for. It was in bad condition. He wouldn't listen to me about anything. So initially I asked him if, you know, when our contract expired to renew, but by the end of the contract, I called him and I was like, you know what? I really don't think this is the best working relationship for either one of us. So I don't want the extension. Good luck with the house. And, you know, and then a few months later, COVID happened, like maybe 4 or 5 months later. And then he called me back and he's like, oh, LaQuetta, yeah, I sold the house. He sold it for the exact price that I told him it was going to sell for. And then he's like, oh, but by the way, are you still in business? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, I had an agent, but she left me. Like, she just ghosted him. He was calling her. She wouldn't respond. So he's like, I have two more properties. Would you be able to sell them for me? And I was like, listen, the only way that I'm able to sell them for you is if you listen to me. Like, I'm here to advise you. If you're not going to trust me and listen to me and you're just telling me how to do my job unscrupulously and things like that, it's not going to work. Long story short, he basically gave me the two other properties to sell for him, and he let me do my job. So as the old boat law goes, you teach people how to treat you, and you also teach people how you're going to run your business.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. And I was waiting for somebody to bring out that boat law. You are going to teach people how to treat you, right? And you have to set the bar at the top, right? Right at the consultations, and you've got to meet their energy with your energy, right? So if they're a D, you're a D. If they're an I, you're an I. But you have to let them know somewhere in our conversation. This is how I do business. Here are my standards, okay? All right. Thank you for that, Sheer. That was wonderful. Nicole Young, how are you?
Hey, Atherine. Thank you. I like to look at it two ways, a little bit like Luis and a little bit like Anna and Erica. Let's seek first to understand, then be understood, yes. Right? And then let's make this a win-win situation. And meaning that refer it out to an agent, give them the full story, the full rundown on the client. If they choose to go forward and work with them, that's on them. You've already given them, you're not just giving them and not being mindful of them. Then the next thing is, why not make that, being that it was a client that gave multiple pieces of business, this is not just a one shot, I met at open house, I got a warm lead, I'm passing it down. Why not do, most referral agreements have where you could do a never ending, however many transactions, you could put 100 in there. It doesn't have to just be one. So make this a never ending referral arrangement. So seek first to understand, then you might just win the client back. They may make like Anna, then they might not be aware, or let's make it a win-win. Give business to another agent while you still get business. That's what I would do.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicole. And Nicole is on, and I can't wait to hear what she has to say, because Nicole is an experienced agent, and I'm suspecting if Nicole fired somebody, they needed to be fired, right? Hey, Kathleen, we're right at the top of the hour. I want to hear what you have to say quickly, and then I want to hear from Nicole, and then we're going to go live.
Absolutely. And Nicole Young, I love what you just shared. The best word that my team leader when I joined KW in 2012 taught me was next. However, as a new agent, I'm going to talk to any new agents out there. Any new agents, it's hard because you need the money. You're looking at commission. Respect yourself first. I wish I would have done that from the very beginning. Respect yourself first.
Thank you so much. Nicole Young, we're right at 8, so you've got seconds to respond. Did this help you?
Yeah, I did. Thank you so much. I mean, it's nice to know that this group is always in your corner. And to be honest, I am super proud of myself. And I went shopping yesterday and I bought myself shoes and a bag and I had a blowout and I've already replaced her. I did right away. I backed on in a New Jersey investor site and I found someone looking for a property and I have a property and we're meeting tomorrow. So just it was something that needed to be done, and I'm really proud of myself, and I love you guys.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you. And Vicky's holding it down this morning. Good morning, Pivot People. This is your friend Arthurine from Metro Atlanta. Do not adjust your set. James is off somewhere doing something wonderful. And as always, I am so very grateful to James for giving us the opportunity to co-host while he's away. So if you weren't on the pre-show, you can find it everywhere on your favorite podcast. And man, we had a little spicy one this morning with great ideas and great takeaways. But as always, we are going to take a couple of tell me something good. So I see Janine Garcia. Hi, darling. I haven't seen you in a while. Tell us something good.
Yes. So, first of all, good morning, everybody. Yes, I've been gone for a while. I had surgery, so it I was on medical leave for a while. So, but anyway, I'm great. I'm doing fantastic. My something good is that I think it was a couple months ago, Donna mentioned something about and listing a property that was going to be going live in the spring, listing it in October, and assuming the sale when you did the presentation. So by letting the client know that photos were going to be taken the following week when everything was still green. So we went into the presentation, listing presentation, right when we last week, I think it was. And I said to the client, I understand you're going to be interviewing other agents, but once you're done, I'm going to go ahead and send the photographer to take the pictures because we want to stay ahead and we want to make sure that the house looks amazing when we list in February. And that was for one comment that Donna Gilbert said a couple months ago. I picked up the phone yesterday and I said, "Donna, happy birthday. This is our gift to you. Thank you. We just had the contract signed. We are going, they decided to go with us just because what you said a couple months ago." And that was the best suggestion ever. We took the listing. They were very impressed, and photos are going to be taken on Friday.
Perfect. Perfect.
And Dawn encouraged me to talk and say something because she was like, "You can't just keep quiet." And I have to give her credit for this.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Donna. Thank you to this community that shares so openly because we are KW and this is what we do, right? We don't hold things to our vest. So there it's not just KW agents on here, but it's the culture that shines through, and I love it so very much. And thank you guys for implementing, just grabbing. Listen, did you hear what just happened? She heard a suggestion, she grabbed it, and now she has business from that. So go implement, right? Lauren.
And she said something, assume sale.
Assume the sale. As always, assume the sale. Thank you, Janine. We're glad you're back and healthy. Let's rock it out, baby, for the rest of the year. Lauren, how are you?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Authorine. Thanks so much for allowing me to speak. My tell me something good is in June 30th, I had a full-time job and I decided to quit that, come back into real estate. And yesterday I owe it all to this community. Also with my biggest sale, 1.4 million. So I'm so excited to be here every morning, and this just gives me the fuel to keep going.
That's right. Congratulations. Guess who's paying for the high tea in London? Lauren. Thank you, guys. There was one other hand, but I guess she put it down. I'll give you a chance to put your hand back up while I go into the text this morning. And we are going to be in the shift book. And we're going to go to page, what did I say? Page 184. And so Vicky and I were talking about that this morning, and we kind of put a little twist to it because on page 184, Gary's talking about buyers and tapping into their why, right? So we're gonna title this Tapping Into Their Why, or maybe Yours, right? Because the questions we ask a buyer are the questions that we can ask ourselves. So the rates are changing, hopefully, maybe we don't know, right? Buyers are sitting on the fence and they're waiting for this miraculous 1% drop, which we know is not going to happen, but they're sitting on the fence. So at page 184 at the very bottom, Gary says, tapping into someone's why is helping them find that string and pulling it so the heart sits equally with the head. Let that sink in, right? At the bottom, Gary says the best way to understand a client's motivation is to ask personal questions. Why are you thinking about buying? Really, tell me more. Now, what will that do for you? What will that mean for your family? When you have their answer, you must keep it on the tip of your tongue and at the top of their mind. It is the central topic that defines all of your conversations. So now that the rates are changing, we all have buyers just sitting on the fence, just waiting. What are the questions first that you're asking yourself, right? And then again, how are you getting the buyers to act? What are you saying when you call them? And how are you motivating yourself to pick up the phone? So let's share and let's just feed each other original ideas that has been around forever. And as always, we thank you guys for sharing and pouring into each of us. Jolie, please start us off.
Hi, good morning, Offering.
Good morning.
So we kind of talked a little bit about this from the seller perspective on early birds today, and I had this aha that as after I did, of course, that comes to you after you do your role play. I was thinking this question: do you prefer to live in a world of certainty or uncertainty? And what we know right now, what we know for sure is this is the market conditions right now. What we don't know is what the market conditions will be 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now. So based on, because of the fact that you said X, Y, and Z is the reason that you're wanting to move, if that's still the case, would you rather live in certainty or uncertainty?
Jolie, how do you apply that question to Jolie?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, well, I just came up with that question, to be fair. But I think that it would come into play when the buyers or sellers are on the fence, the sellers that are wanting to wait until the spring or wait until, exactly like you said, the same as the buyers, waiting for the interest rates to fall. So there will be more buyers out there looking in the market. And I think it's a matter of we know what's happening right now in today's market. We don't know what the future holds. So if your goals are this and this and this, then let's make the move now so we get ahead of the curve and are ready to go. Or at least let's sit down and have a conversation and create a plan for what it would look like if we did wait, or what things you can do in the meantime to be ready to go. Get pre-approved right now. Get your finances in order. Start packing up your things. Let's be ready to move when that opportunity strikes, so you're the first one to get it.
Perfect. I love it. Thank you, Jolie, for your share. Oh, birthday girl, Auntie Donna. 30 again. Come on, darling. Pour into us. You
Way
already
past
give.
30 and proud of it. Thank you very much for that. But it's interesting. So on these two pages, 83 and 84, I literally have every line pinked out in highlight because we've been here seven, eight times. But it's interesting that comment, the heart and the head have to sit equally. And I think that what we're learning in Anna Kruger's class, and I see she's on here and has her hand up, she'll talk to us about that. But I think what she teaches gets right to this. We do have to balance, help them see reality, hear their thoughts and dreams by asking questions. She teaches us to use the language that they use in their answers. That's so critical. I think when Gary's talking about keep it what they say on the tip of your tongue, you're always coming back to what they've told you and clarifying, is that right? What would that mean for you? How would that look? What if we could do that? I mean, it's just making sure that they understand that I hear you
and I know what I'm doing. We meld the two together, and I think that's when the heart and the head sit together and we can move forward as, in a strategy.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna. That was so good. So, so good. Yes. The heart and the head has to align, right? Because if they don't, then you're not going to win, and which means your client's not going to win. So thank you for that. Dean Moss, Uncle Dean in Chicago.
Good morning from beautiful chilly Chicago this morning. But we could survive it. We survived a lot worse. So thanks for letting me share, and thanks for hosting today, Authoreen. One of the things you need to do is what I call manifest listening. Okay? So you have to really lean into them. You have to have a yellow legal pad next to you taking notes. You have to really focus on their priorities. And you want to create a situation that you write whatever their priorities are on a legal pad. And you're looking right at them. And the legal pad is off to your right. So you could easily point to the legal pad and say, well, wait a minute. Isn't this your priority? And point to it. What do you want to do? And if they go far afield, you just point to the legal pad and say, isn't this what you want? And they say, yeah, okay, let me take you there. You know, I'm your captain. I used to say I am Spartacus, but people didn't know who Spartacus was, you know. But that was that thing you do. But what you got to do is you really got to listen intently and physically manifest that you're listening. I do a lot of this with my chin, right? And I do a lot of writing down on the pad. Little things like that make it happen. Always get their priorities and speak strictly to their priorities. Thanks for letting me share, Authoring.
Thank you so much. And you have me furiously taking notes. And what I wrote down is you got to listen intently and you always have to speak to their priorities.
Indeed.
And It takes a master to do that because, you know, as real estate agents, we know a lot. And so we tend to talk a lot so they can see how bright we are. But speaking to their priorities sets you apart from the other agents who they're interviewing. Thank you.
It's that simple. Thank you so much.
Yes, Kathleen in Metro Detroit.
Yes, beautiful Michigan here. Thank you, Authoreen. So this is interesting because I just reached out all day yesterday to my buyers that have been on the fence. And I think right now, especially in Michigan's a little bit different market, but just calling them and say, listen, this is what I said yesterday. What would it look like to you if I could save you a couple extra $100 and you'd have a couple extra $100 in your budget? What would that look like for you? And when I talked to you in 2 months ago, you were excited to get into your home by the holidays. Is that still important to you? And that just opened up the conversation of then, have you heard of the changes recently with the mortgage rates? And then just go from there and pause and listen. That's the biggest thing I've learned. Pause, listen, and just tap into what's important to them. It does get the conversation of what is important to them going.
Thank you. Thank you so very much, Kathleen. Tulio out there in Colorado. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well.
Tulio's voice. How are you?
Well, thank you, author. And I'm doing well. And you're doing a great job also.
Thank you.
And I see Anna Kruger has her hand up. So I hope I don't steal her thunder, but I hope she feels really good about what I'm going to say because I use her phrase all the time. I start off with moving's a lot of hard work. And I've started using that because of you, Anna. And then I always follow it up. I know I've said this a lot lately, but I ask people, why would they move? I say, you have a beautiful home, or your home's in a great neighborhood, or you're so close to so many amenities. Why don't you just keep it? Or why don't you just rent it? And then they have to convince me of why they want to sell the home. And they literally are selling me on selling their home. So that's what I combine Anna's first line with, why don't you just keep it? And then they try to sell me on it. But like Dean said as well, I take a lot of notes and I look at them when I take notes. And when they say the word grandchildren, I write it down and I circle it so I can come back to grandchildren or brother in Montana that's ill, circled it. So they know I'm paying attention. And then I come back to that with them. That's what I do.
Yeah, it's like doing a coaching appointment with someone, right? And putting them through the discovery. It's the same thing with your clients. Pulling out that old legal pad or whatever and circling it. People see you actually doing that and they know that you care and that you're listening, right? And I've used that before. Why would you want to sell? Why would you want to move? I've moved like 8 times and it's very tough. So tell me, do you really have to move? And like you said, let them sell you and why they're moving. Thank you so much, Tulio. And we've got Phil from Queens, New York.
Good morning, everyone.
Good
And
morning.
today is also my birthday, so I share it with some great people in this community.
Happy birthday to
Thank you very
you.
much.
Yes, sir.
So, still being slightly inexperienced, but having a lot of experience in sales, and one of our focuses, Vinny and I, is with our senior community. It's got to be 7 years ago, I started using the phrase, what's on your mind? Excuse me. And I learned that from a social worker when we were dealing with an aging parent of one of my best friends. Parents do not want to be parented by their children. And so asking them things like, what do you think you deserve? And having been through some of the health challenges I've been through, one of the least favorite questions are, how do you feel? So I always ask my friends, just ask me what's on my mind. And when I started doing that with people, it's amazing what opens up for them. Because feelings aren't always the facts, as we understand. And so leading them down the path of, well, what are you thinking about mostly? What's got you anxious? What are you concerned about? I try to stay away from the words like worry. And that gets people to open up. And then I'm really piggybacking off of everything everybody else said, because if you're not paying attention, and some of you have heard me say it before, some people paid Harvard, some people paid Yale, I paid attention. And so getting people to just tell you what it is that they want. And I think it was Zig Ziglar, forgive me if I get it wrong, but give people what they want and you get everything that you need in the world.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you. And I'm looking at the time and I see all the hands. And yet I want Anna to close us out. So please close us out, Anna. And everybody else, you can put your comments in the chat, or better yet, go to the Pivot group and put your comments in there. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I am humbled you picked me when there's so many hands, so thank you. I'm going to give you guys 4 questions to write down, so get your notes. And I find that this helps me as a person when I'm losing my motivation, but it also helps our clients. So this is like, help yourself get a boost of energy, help your clients get off the fence. So this is especially good when people cannot make up their mind. And every time you call them, they're like, I don't know, call me in 3 months. And we can be the same way as agents, right? So the 4 questions are, what has it been like for you in the past? And you could put a parameter on it. What has it been like for you the past 2 months in this living situation? And you could apply that to yourself too. What has it been like the last couple of months not lead generating, or the last couple of months working with a client that you don't want to work with, or whatever it could be? Then the next question is, what has it been like for you this week? And what we're doing is we're creating a pattern. You're going to notice the clients will probably say the same answer they gave for the past 2 months. So, what has it been like for you in the past? What is it like for you this week? And then we're going to do a fork in the road. And we're going to present 2 ideas here. We're going to first say, okay, the third question is, let's say you make no changes. What does life look like for you a year from now? And because they painted the pattern, they answered the past, then they answered the present, it's easy for them to see, huh? If I don't make any changes, I guess a year from now, I'd be in the same spot. So they'll verbalize that. And it doesn't always go that way, but generally speaking, it usually is the same answer they've given you for the first 2 questions. So you're helping them through questions see, I'm stuck in a rut. I'm stuck in a pattern. So if I don't move, I guess my kids will still be fighting because the house is too small, whatever it could be. And then the fourth question is, hey, you get to make a choice. Let's say you do choose to move. Now, what does life look like a year from now? And guys, you can apply this to anything. You could apply this to your health. You could apply this to not being on a budget. This isn't a sales skill. This is a counseling skill that we can use in sales. So Yeah. Use this for yourself. I had a class I taught probably 10 years ago where two people got married after this part of class. They decided to get engaged and then married because they realized in their relationship they did the pattern of what would happen, what wouldn't happen if they stayed together. And they ended up getting married. So the point is, if you are stuck and like, ugh, I just can't seem to make a change and I need to get my motivation engaged. Or if you have a client who's like that, again, the four questions, what has it been like in the past? What is it like right now? And then if you don't make a change, what will it continue to be? And then, okay, if you do make a change, then what? And I just did that so fast. If you're in No Script Sales Method, this is an on-demand session. It's, I can't remember what I called it, but it's something like motivation for people who don't open up quickly or something. So if you're in that class, you can go listen to this in a much longer version, but that's the quick version when we have 2 minutes.
Yes. Thank you, Anna. And the questions are in the chat several times. Eric has put them in the chat. Nisi will probably put them in the chat. So go ahead, look at the chat. We now post the chat. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and for sharing so wonderfully. And like James always says, you have your inspiration. Now you've got to go put in the perspiration. Make this a great day. Make this a great year.
Thank you, Authorine, so much. That was a great call. I really appreciate it. You know, you can connect with everything we do inside of Pivot Shift Ahead several ways. First, make sure you're a member of the Facebook group like 125,000 other people are. Just go to Facebook, search Pivot Shift Ahead, and you'll find us. Next, you can learn about the Inspire Collective, which is our membership community, and see all our free interviews at jamesdshaw.com. So I'd love to see you there. And then finally, let's connect on the socials, at jamesdshaw on Instagram. Thanks for being here. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration. Bye-bye.